I am excited, genuinely excited to my core, happy for all of my white friends because it's coming. It's coming. Like it's almost, your new year is almost here. Like pumpkin season is about to start. And yo, this is, I've never seen white joy. Like, y'all love autumn so much. It's actually the only time that white people get together and just have love and white pride and it's wholesome. You know what I mean? Any other time, you're like, oh no. But like, but autumn, y'all get together and just, who would have known the thing that would capture the white mind would be leaves changing. That is, that, I'm not gonna lie, that's y'all's hip hop. It really is. Like, yo, leaves changing, y'all are like, hey, that red, go off, huh? You know what I mean? Y'all are out there apple picking, throwing up gang signs. I've never seen anything like it. Y'all travel. It's autumn where you are, and you'll still travel to where there's better autumn. I've never seen, it's so sweet. It's genuine, like, I am, like, genuinely happy for white people when, like, pumpkins, because everybody makes their pumpkin jokes and, like, pumpkin latte, whatever, but, like, let people have something. This isn't hurting anybody, and it makes white people so happy. This whole time, I thought money made white people happy. And no. No, it is something about Halloween that, like, it's the sweetest. Wow, I thought I had white people figured out. And then as I got older, I was like, it's really autumn where you just, that's where you see some of the least racism in all the country. Because everybody too busy, like, man, have you tried this pumpkin spice? My man, yeah, get him. This is my other thing. We don't give visionaries enough credit. We think we do, because I had a conversation with a friend. They said this quote and it stuck with me, where they was like, we only appreciate, you know, visionaries by the time they close their eyes, right? Like, we only appreciate visionaries after they're dead, you know? And I was like, nah, we appreciate some of them, but most of them we never end up appreciating. Like, we make a couple of them popular because it makes us feel smart, right? Like, it makes us feel good to be like Ferdinand Magellan, you know, whatever. And then sometimes we gift people as visionaries that weren't visionaries at all. Then the real history comes out and we're like, ah, we gave that dude a bunch of credit. He didn't really do anything. You know what I mean? Like Columbus. Yeah. How are we still teaching this? This is crazy. We're like, no, he discovered America. He got off the boat and was talking to everybody who was already there. Letting him know he discovered it. You know what I mean? That's how I discover stuff. I just roll up in somebody's house and I'm like, man, this is nice. I'm glad nobody's here. And they're like, excuse me, what are you doing in my house? I'm like, oh, who are you? It's like, I'm the owner of this house. That's debatable. Because what would a conversation between Columbus and the natives even gone like? He gets off the boat and he's like, what are y'all doing here? And like, we live here. He's like, oh, hell on that. Look, what do you mean you've been here for generations and generations and you have your own ecosystem and like war and like hierarchy? I just got here, so it's been discovered. And they're like, I don't really think it works like that, dude. And he's like, well, can y'all at least, like, I got my boys on the boat. Can y'all at least just go in the woods so when they get off the boat, it look like nobody here? Like, they honestly came so far. They'll be really bummed out if they see you. It's going to ruin everybody's day. Can you please just go in the... And they're like, no, we're not going to do that. And he's like, I get it. I guess we'll just kill everyone. I know. The true part is the saddest part. But it makes me wonder. It's like when you look at visionaries, there are people that we hold up as true beacons, right? that maybe they did some stuff, maybe they didn't, you know? Like, I think about with math, we talk about Pythagoras, you learn about him in school, and it makes us feel smart. Like, oh, Pythagoras with the triangles, and don't I know so much? And it's like, no, let's talk about real math. Who made real math? Who made math? We don't know. Who made real math? Somebody had to sit there and be like, this shit is two. There's just something about it that feels... Yeah, I mean, something about it feel too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see it and it's like, I don't know, it's not... And then they were probably talking to a person. The person was like, what, nigga, what the fuck is two? And they were like, well, you know how you're you? Like, you're just you. And they were like, yeah? It's like, yeah, it's just you. So that's like one or something. And then this is like, I'm not you. I'm not you at all. I'm like me. So I'm also like a one, I guess. And but then us talking, that's like, that can't still be one, right? It's got to be something else. Like, we should just give it a name. And he's like, but what the fuck made you say two? Like, is something you're stuck in between your teeth? Like, what made you say two? He's like, I don't know, it just feel like two. You know, it feels double of what, and they were like, nigga, what the fuck is double? You know? Like, I think about that with things get invented now, they get made now so quickly that it's skipping us. Not only do I not know how my phone works, because of my phone, I don't need to know how things work. I know, like, no things anymore. Because I don't need to know anything. I was about to learn directions. I was so close. I really was. Like, I was, you know what I mean? I didn't have my first phone yet, and I was about to learn, because I was like, I keep getting lost. I never make it home on time, and I don't have a car, so I'm just always on foot, which, thank God, because if you're driving in the wrong direction, you're never going to make it home. So... I was like, I'm gonna learn directions. Like, sooner or later, you need to know what west is. I had no idea what west was. Some people would say, go west. I was like, left or right? Don't hit me with all of this four stuff. You know what I mean? And then I got a phone, and on the phone was a compass. So now, I got Google Maps and a compass. I'll never be lost again. I'm good. You know, but it got me wondering, like, who made the... compass. Like, we don't make it famous who made the compass. But, like, I'm sure there's an answer somewhere, but we don't talk about who made the compass, because that was also probably like a two-type conversation. Somebody made a compass, and they were like, yeah, this will get you home. And they were like, what do you... It's just pointing. How is that? That's confusing as hell. Is home this way or this way? Keep moving. Why is it moving if it's going to help me get home? Is it magic? Are you a witch? Because that's the other thing, too. Up until a certain point, you really couldn't be smart without being accused of being a witch. We killed all the smart people. We wonder why people in the medieval times didn't have it better. It's because they murdered anyone with a good idea. If somebody was like, maybe we should wash our hands, it's like, that's a witch. That's a... Oh, get him quick. Get him. All right? And definitely, if you were a smart woman, you were gone. It was just fact. And so they gave him the compass, and he's like, what is it supposed to do? And it's like, it'll get you home. It knows where north is. How does it know? Well, it doesn't know. It uses magnetism. What the fuck is magnetism? It's like, just trust me. It'll point north. You'll be able to get home that way. Just please, just trust me. You'll get home if you just follow it. Because that's the other problem, is that if you invent something, if you're a visionary, you have to make things for people who not only weren't able to make the thing, they might not understand the thing. When Ford was selling cars, right? He used to sell cars like door-to-door style, which had to be a motherfucker. Because then it's like, you drove out here to sell the car, right? Even if you make the sale, now you like... Bro, can I get a ride? But that's what would happen. Ford would make the sale, right? And the way that he would make the sale is he would teach people to drive. And when they saw how quickly they were getting places, how easy driving was, they bought the car, you know? Especially if he was going to like a wealthy or even like mid-level class farmer's house or something, because they needed cars the most. You used to have to just, I don't know. Anyway. And that much walking is just beyond me. Anyway. So he would sell the car, and he noted, it's like in his biography and stuff, about how people were so unequipped for this new idea so deeply that when they were driving the car, instead of hitting the brake, because they didn't understand what brakes were yet, instead of hitting the brake, they would yell, "Whoa," in the car, because they were only used to being on horses, right? Which must have been crazy, because imagine you in a like 1920s car, so already not a safe vehicle by at least. Seatbelts hadn't been invented yet, and the motherfucker is speeding going, "Whoa!" You're like, "Actually, you need to step over there. You need to step. No, I think about it a lot. How do you truly appreciate like a visionary? Usually we just let them cook. We don't kill them anymore. We don't. Unless they're trying to promote peace, and then they gotta go. Yeah. Don't be too good of a person. We'll get you. You know what I mean? But that's it. How do I put this? This is completely unrelated now. I'm moving on. So I don't want you to be confused with like, does this still mean something to the other people? I don't know what I'm gonna do about it, but I think that my face is too friendly. It's really upsetting. Like, you don't understand. Like, I don't even mean to be this way, but I'm like, I just, it's my attitude and it's my face. I just think it's too much. It's like, I don't know. Everyone that sees me on the street is like, "You want to talk?" It's like, and it's very jarring. It's like, some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you have, yeah, some of y'all look, I can see good smiles in here. Some of y'all have that smile that makes people go, "I can be a part of your day." And it's the last dude that just saw me, and I just walk around with a sort of half smile, because when I read about it when I was like in my early 20s, I was like reading this book, and it talked about how you should walk around with a half smile, so anytime someone needs a smile, you're halfway there, right? And so then I was like, yeah! And so I adopted it as a person, and so I'm walking around with this half smile. But if you half smile at crazy motherfuckers in New York, that is an invitation. It's not, but it is. They take it as one, even though they should. And so I was just walking, half smile, enjoying my day, enjoying life. And then a dude with just his feet were in buckets. All right? My man's shoes were buckets, okay? I don't even know if he had real shoes on in the butt, but the bucket seemed taut. Like, it seemed like it was sticking to the foot. And he just walked up, and he was like, "What's up, young brother?" Like, hey, what's up, man? What's up? How you doing? Because this is also like a black thing that a lot of people don't know about. When you're walking down the street and you see another black guy, the number of brothers he calls you is the situation that you're in. If he goes, "Hey, brother," that's just another black guy. If he's like, hey, brother, he needs something. If he goes, hey, brother, that is drugs. That's drugs every time. No one needs you to call you brother that much unless they're your actual brother, okay? So I'm walking over and this man is like, hey, brother. I'm like, I am in danger, okay? This is a lot, and I don't know if y'all like. I'm being real for a second. I don't know if y'all have ever felt this, but have you ever had somebody try to rob you before?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you feel it before they did anything? Were you like, "Oh, okay, he on some bullshit"? Like, this is, you know what I mean? Okay. So this man walks up. He's called me brother 17 times. times in six bucket steps. So he is on one. My man is cooking. He is on one, right? And so he was like, buddy, 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 buddy. And then he walks up, and I can already see from the stance that he got the buckets ready to run in case he needs to run. Like, because he's not standing just flat bucket. He got that tip. For those of you on the back who can't see, he got his foot like this. So when he needs to go, he can go, right? So my man is like this with the bucket. The bucket's like sideways, you know what I mean? And so he's like, do you have the time? And I just looked at him and I was like, yeah, 4:22. And he looks so disappointed. He's like, who just knows the time, right? And I didn't know the time, I made it up. But it seemed like time wasn't really an issue for me. And so then he was like, wow, that was fast, you got a watch? And I was like, no, I just know that it's 4:22. And it's like, oh, did you just look at your phone or something? You got a phone? It's like, why would you ask me if I have a phone? Right. So that's when I knew he was going to try to rob me, right? And so then he's like, you got a phone or something? I was like, yeah, I have a phone. I looked at it 2 minutes ago when it was 4:20. So that's how I know it's 4:22 now. And he made this move. And I've never, this is the thing. It takes a crazy person or a brave person to try to rob bare hand, right? You bare handed and you bucket footed. That's not a recipe for success. And so my man is like he's like this. And he's like, you got a phone or something? I was like, yeah, I have a phone, and looked at it 4:20, you know, everything. And then he's like, give me the phone. And then when he reached and tried to say, give me the phone, he reached for my pockets, right? So he tried to reach for the pocket. I took a step back, and this is when you need shoes. My man started slipping on the buckets. So he's just doing this. He's just like slipping on buckets so hard. And I'm just backing away, but he's skating towards me on buckets. He like getting closer and closer on buckets. And so then I back it up and everything, and he's like, give me the phone, give me the phone! I was like, I'm not going to give you my phone. And then he finally, I had backed up, and I had backed up into a wall, so now it's like fighting time, you know what I mean? And so now I'm in the wall, he keeps sliding up to me. He's like, give me the phone, I said give me the phone! And so I just pushed him. And the way he fell back, I've never, because basically, it was, okay, you know, you know when Bambi's mom died? Like, you know how sad you felt? This man was trying to rob me, but it took him so long to slip on these buckets that I almost helped him. Like, it was like, because he was like, he was on his own footed roller coaster. And I almost reached my hand, and I was like, no, wait, this nigga tried to rob me. He deserves nothing. And then he fell back, and then I ran, which is crazy. How was he going to catch up to me if it wasn't downhill? You know what I mean? You all were so great. Thank you so much. I'm Josh Sankoff.